Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent. Gaudete, of course, being a Latin word for rejoice. And we are mindful that the Lord invites us, commands us to rejoice. And there's sometimes people say, well, how do you do that in such a crazy world? And I will tell you how. There's a nice little poem about a donut, and it goes like this. As you wander through life, my friend, whatever be your goal, always keep your eye on the donut and never on the hole. Got it? Always keep your eye on the donut and never on the hole. Because there can be a temptation for all of us to look and see what's missing, what isn't right, and we miss the bigger thing that is. And, you know, it's like a thousand things could be right about our day. And then we look back and we think about the one or two things that went really bad. And we say, wow, that was just junk. And it's like, no, there was a lot right with that day. There was something missing, maybe, or something that wasn't so good about it. But there was a lot that was good about it. I think we can just be, sometimes if we're not careful, we focus on what's missing, that hole, instead of the donut. And there's so much joy in a donut, isn't there? Like, there's just so much blessing in a donut. And hate to, wouldn't it be a lousy thing, a sad thing to miss all that goodness? Because we're so focused on the hole, the thing that's missing. I think our readings are really beautiful today, and they kind of point that reality out. First reading is, shout for joy, O daughter Zion, sing joyfully, O Israel, be glad, exult with all your heart, because the Lord is in your midst. And that's where our joy comes from, is because the Lord is in our midst. Our psalm, cry out with joy and gladness, because among you is the great and holy one. And then our second reading, rejoice. St. Paul writes this one while he's in a jail cell because he preached Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. That's the reason for our rejoicing. That's what's the most, that's our cause for joy, is because we know that we are in the presence of God. And here we are in the church in a very special way, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. My home is not my rectory. My home is in front of the tabernacle. And that's the same for all of us. Our home is in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Our home is in, but God is, of course, He cannot be contained in a tabernacle. He can't even be contained in the heavens. And he's everywhere. And that's why we rejoice all of the time. Even if we're sitting in a jail cell. Even if we, like in the times of Zephaniah, when everything was looking crazy. And we just rejoice because God is here. God is in our midst. We are in his presence. We live in his presence. And that is joy. That is joy. And then our gospel. John the Baptist is talking with the people and they say, what are we supposed to do? And he says, well, if you got two cloaks, give one of them to somebody who doesn't have one, and do the same thing with your food. In other words, you got a big donut. Be grateful for your donut. Rejoice in your donut. Now share your donut. You know, because And the same thing with he tells the tax collectors to be satisfied with what they have. Be satisfied with your wages. You got a big donut. Stop looking at what's missing. You got a big donut. Now rejoice in your donut and be glad. And folks, that's the case for all of us. And when we are able to do that, then we are people of such joy. And joy is such a contagious thing. And so is the opposite. Have you ever gone into a room and you think, well, this place is dead? And it's because there's nobody joyful. But it takes one person joyful and the whole thing is livened. And that's what our joy is able to do in our houses, in our workplaces, in our church, everywhere, is our joy is contagious. And then it just has this power about it. One of my favorite YouTube videos is this guy on a subway in New York. And we all know that people in New York are crazy. And anyway, there they are in the subway. And everybody's, you know, like that. And one guy, of course, they're all among strangers. One guy just starts laughing. and then everybody looks at him like, what's the matter with this guy? Then he does it again. And every time his laugh gets more outrageous. And then before the 45 seconds are up on the video, everybody in the train is smiling and laughing. And that's the power of joy. That's the power of joy. When we realize that we're in the presence of God, we have a beautiful donut. Let's stop focusing on the whole. Let's be rejoicing in the glory of this donut. And let us share that with others. And then the whole world is a better, better place, a happier place, and a healthier place, and a holier place. There's a few things wrong with our country, but there's a lot that's right with it. There's a few things wrong with the church. There's a lot that's right with it. There's a few things wrong with our families. There's a lot that's right with it. There's a few things wrong with our hearts. There's a lot that's right with it. Focus on what's right. Rejoice in that. And let that joy infect others. Because as you wander through life, my friend, whatever be your goal, always keep your eyes on the donut and never on the whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.